everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. It is Friday out there. A lot of people are enjoying themselves. I imagine Halloween parties are going on right now. Don't forget, a week from today, we're going to be at the Queen Mary for the Queen Mary shipwreck. So I'd like to see you down there. Come on down and spend a little of your Halloween dollar down there. And enjoy yourself. You don't have to drive around. You don't have to worry about drinking and driving. Just cruise down there. We'll go through the mazes. Get all flipped out by the Queen Mary mazes. And they really do a great job down there. It's really a decent place to hang on Halloween. All right. Anyway, it's QueenMaryShipwreck.com. QueenMaryShipwreck.com. We got some bad news here. Jennifer Hudson's mother and brother have been killed. And Jennifer Hudson was on American Idol, and she won an Oscar award, I believe. Is that right, Gina? An Oscar?
Yeah, she won for Dreamgirls.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And law enforcement sources tell TMZ Jennifer Hudson's mother was one of the two victims shot and killed in Chicago earlier today. A neighbor tells TMZ that the other victim was Jennifer's brother, Jason. And I guess there's a missing kid as well. There's a 7-year-old nephew, Julian King, is still missing. But they got the suspect. They got the guy they think had something to do with this, William Balfour.
What's his name again?
William Balfour is his
Jesus
name.
Christ.
Yeah. And so the cops, I imagine he's going to have an interesting evening ahead of him, doing a little speed rapping with the Chicago PD. But it's a shame. I mean, look, this woman is on top of the world. You know, she didn't win American Idol. I think she came in second. What'd she come in? Second, third, fourth? I don't know. Fifth? I don't know what she came in. I don't watch it close enough to tell you exactly what happened there. But she is, she's kicking ass and doing well, beat all the odds. And then for some reason, this guy, this William Balfour, he's an ex-con. He was arrested for, did some time for attempted murder, and listed his address as Jennifer Hudson's mother's place. So I'm not sure what happened there. But it is amazing. I mean, you know, this destroyed this woman's life. And Chicago has this one of the strictest gun control laws in the entire nation. I mean, you have to have permits for everything. You cannot carry a concealed weapon no matter what. And, it's a maze. It's a complete hassle to own a gun in Chicago. You got to be 21 years old, and you could never have been convicted of a felony whatsoever. And you can't be a drug addict. You can't have any kind of narcotics background. Plus, you can't be a patient in a mental hospital for 5 years. You got to be 5 years out of the mental hospital before you can get a gun there. That sort of makes sense. And they also say you can't be mentally retarded. That may not be a bad rule either, you know? Obviously, everybody hopes that mentally retarded people live a normal life, but you may want to keep the Smith & Wessons out of their paws.
Sir!
Also, you can't be an alien who is unlawfully present in the United States. And anyway, it goes on and on how many rules and regulations there are. A very strict gun control in Chicago. Very, very strict. I think it's the strictest of all the major cities in the United States. Well, guess what? Guess what's also the murder capital of the United States? Yes, who would have guessed? The Windy City.
Well, good morning, Don. Of course, Chicago is the second city in name and the third when it comes to population in this country. But apparently right now, when it comes to the murder rate, we are second to no one, no city in America. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, as of Tuesday, Chicago had racked up 426 murders. That compares with 417 in New York City and about 300 in Los Angeles. Now, that despite the fact that New York City has more than 8 million people living there compared to our 3 million.
So there's 5 million more people live in New York, and there are 100 or almost 100 more murders in Chicago.
in Los
Angeles. And there's I think there's 800,000. Well, I think he talks about it. Tim, just play the goddamn tape.
Los Angeles, they've had more than 100 fewer murders so far this year, despite the fact that more than 800,000 more people call L.A. home than Chicago. They're alarming numbers that are expected to come up today when the police superintendent once again goes before the city council to address a crime rate that some say is spinning out of control. Back in July, Weiss addressed the media about being grilled by the council.
I don't mind tough questions. The city of Chicago has the right to ask tough questions, especially when our crime is up nearly 13%.
This is the police chief there. They call him the police, I guess, superintendent. But this is his explanation and his sort of back-off position of, hey, you know, what can I do? I'm just the chief of police here.
I don't mind tough questions. The city of Chicago has the right to ask tough questions, especially when our crime is up nearly 13%.
Now, just to put those numbers in perspective, right now we are on track to exceed 500 murders this year. But back in 1991, 1992, and 1994, we had more than 900 murders in each of those 3 years.
900 murders in the early 1990s per year in Chicago.
Jesus Christ.
Who is raising their kids there?
500 murders this year, but back in 1991, 1992, and 1994, we had more than 900 murders in each of those 3 years. Live outside police headquarters, Mike Puccinelli, CBS 2 News.
Jesus Christ. 900 murders. They're on pace now for 500 murders. 500 people are going to be killed, shot, run over, beaten to death. But that's 500 families that are going to be tortured by not having a loved one around anymore. And then there's going to be the friends of the victim, the relatives of the victim, and it just destroys an entire city. And so anyway, so the gun control, very strict in Chicago, and they lead the nation in murders. Doesn't make sense to me. We do this occasionally, but I'm a big fan of owning guns, especially in Los Angeles. You can't take a shot. You can't take a chance that the LAPD is going to get there before the guy pulls the trigger and knocks you and your wife and your kids off. You got to protect that family. I mean, that is your duty as a father or the man of the house, is to go out and get yourself a gun and protect your family. It's also, while I don't condone it, I absolutely understand people in, especially in Los Angeles, in the city of Los Angeles, people who own guns and keep them in their car. Is this you? You got a gun in that car? 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And if you had to show it to somebody, I think that's usually the trick. You don't really, take it out and start firing away, but just show them you got a little piece with you. And people have a tendency to back off pretty quickly. You carry a gun with you. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're about a half hour away from open phones right here on 97.1 FM Talk. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Chicago, Illinois has the strictest gun control of almost any major city in the United States. And guess what? The murder capital as well. Carry a gun with you? Jared in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
good. How are you doing, Tim?
All right, man. How you been?
Good night.
All right. Now, you carry a gun with you?
Absolutely. I'm actually a police officer.
Oh, I see. So you legally can do that.
Legally, yes. But I've actually carried one well before I even became an officer.
Look at you, man. Just you got to do it, huh?
Well, you know, I grew up here in L.A., and just things are a lot different when you don't carry one.
Right.
You know? And now, you know, I've been a police officer for over 10 years and seen the things I've seen, and there's no way I even walk out of my house without carrying my gun.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do it. Now, what is the law? I mean, if you pull me over, and I'm not saying I do or don't carry a gun. I'm like the Israelis with their nuclear weapons. I never admit to it either way. But let's say you pull a guy over and the guy does have a loaded weapon in the car. Is he going to jail?
Well, the law actually in California says that the magazine and the gun have to be separated. They actually have to be in some kind of a lock container. And the glove box is not considered a lock container.
Right.
So you actually have to separate the ammunition from the firearm.
Right. So if anybody does F with you, you can just say, hold on, I got to go in my trunk for something. And then go get the ammo, put it in the gun, and hopefully they're still around.
And that's the theory behind it is that you're not going to have road rage and just be able to, underneath your seat, and be able to shoot someone, that it actually takes a while for it to become handy.
But isn't just showing the gun about 90% of the message?
You know what? Once again, being a police officer, there's no people out there today. Criminals are not afraid when even police officers pull their gun.
Is that right?
That is not a fear factor for many people nowadays.
You got kids?
Yes, I do.
How old?
6 and 4.
Yeah, you got to protect them, man.
Yeah, and there's, like I said, it's a crazy world. It's nothing like when I grew up here in the Valley.
Whereabouts in the Valley?
I actually grew up in Chatsworth.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in the Tarzan area.
Yeah.
I went to Portola and then Birmingham.
Okay.
But it's nothing like it was, man. When I was a kid, we used to take that RTD on Ventura all the way to Santa Monica to go to the beach. And I was only, 11 or 12 years old when I did that.
I can remember about playing before the streetlights, would even come on.
Out
playing, and parents would never worry about where their kids are.
No, you get on your bike and you cruise around and do whatever you want, but you can't do that nowadays.
No, I wouldn't even let my kids do that.
Yeah, it sucks. All right, be safe out there, buddy.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
I appreciate your show. You keep me awake when I'm at work. I'm not working long hours.
That's what my wife says. All right, thanks, dude.
All right, Jeff.
All right, Jared, be safe out there. I know you guys have a difficult job out there to try to wrangle all these a-holes. Dan in Granada Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Great.
All right.
You're not packing, although you just said you won't say. But you go out there. Come on. But like I said,
you drive around with a gun in your car?
No.
You don't?
Because I'd go postal.
Okay. Well, at least you know your own limits.
There you go.
You
carry the bullets in the back of your truck and the guns, it's really close to where you are.
Right. All right, Bubba, thank you for calling. JR in Malibu, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing?
All right, what you got?
Yeah, I carry a gun everywhere as I go. My theory is it's like the American Express card. You never leave home without it.
And is it on your person or is it just in the car?
Absolutely. Oh, no. I carry an ankle, a 380 on my ankle, and on weekends I use my Glock 9mm, which holds 17 shots.
How big is the 380?
380, it's a smaller, it holds 9 bullets in it.
Right.
And I keep it on my leg, but, it's good exercise for your leg, too, to build your muscles and your ankles when you're walking over there.
Yeah, if you keep it on the same leg, though, eventually you look like Popeye,
I try to change it, and a lot of times I keep it on, if I have a long shirt on, I put it on the side of my waist, but, sometimes the barrel gets in the side of my ribs when I'm driving with the armrest, and that is kind of annoying, and then I drive expensive cars, and one of the cars I wore the leather on it, so I try to, keep it out of there.
How many times have you had to pull it on somebody?
Only 3 times, and I've carried the gun almost 20 years. I've only had to pull it 3 times.
And that was just to show them?
No, that was life-threatening.
No, but I mean, but you didn't shoot. Yeah. I mean, you didn't actually.
Oh no,
fire
I never shot him. You know, I came close, very close to one, but the lady dropped the tree trunk that she was going to hit me in the head with. But that was very, you know, very scary, and it's a situation. You know, I don't wish anybody to get into. I have a permit to carry it, but before I got my permit to carry a gun, I was carrying it without a permit, and now it's like the officer told earlier, you can't leave home without it. It's very, very dangerous out there, and it's just amazing, you know, but it's the last resort.
Jared, did you get the permit from the sheriff's department?
No, I got mine from Los Angeles Police Department, which doesn't give them out, and then I transferred to the sheriff. I had L.A. for about 4 years, and Las Vegas Willie, when he was chief, he gave me my first one, and then it got transferred over to Parks, and then Parks, you know, somehow he didn't want to renew the permits. He didn't expire any of them. What he did is just let them lapse out to get out of there, and then I transferred over to the sheriff, and of course the sheriff's department, you know, gave me the permit with no problem like that. They check on you pretty thoroughly. You got to take a class for shooting. You got to fire 50 rounds, and you can carry 3 weapons with you, and it specifies the serial number and the weapons that you're carrying. And if you have anything other than that, you have a big problem.
Is it expensive to get a permit?
No, it really isn't. Yes, you've got to take the course, which is an 8-hour course, and then you file the application, and then they fingerprint you, and Department of Justice comes out and do it. It's irony because, you know, the state of California issues permits to men in uniform, the security guards in uniform, but if they get caught with a concealed weapons permit, even though they're a security guard, they can go to jail, whereas the opposite with me, if I have my weapon exposed, I can go to jail. Also, if I get in a situation and I let someone see I have my weapon in my side of my waist, right, even though I don't pull it out, I can get arrested because they consider that brandishing. And when you brandish a weapon...
Sounds like a guy shot himself. Or somebody shot him. We're going on and on. All right, we got to take ourselves a small break. We'll come back. It is the murder capital of the United States, Chicago, Illinois, and they got a very strict gun control there. That makes sense to you? You carry a gun while you drive around, especially in Los Angeles? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. About 10 minutes away from open phones, man, is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, Friday evening here in Southern California. And that poor Jennifer Hudson, was, you know, she won American Idol, and she also got an Oscar Award for Dreamgirls. Her mother and her brother were killed today in Chicago. And Chicago is on pace to be the murder capital of the United States. 500 murders there this year. That's what they're projecting. And it has very strict gun control. So doesn't make much sense to me. You carry a gun with you? Jeff in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. You carry one with you?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Well, recently, I just turned 21 a couple weeks ago.
Good for you. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Yeah, so instead of going out and drinking, you know, when you're 21, my whole thing was I couldn't wait so I could go buy a handgun. So I waited my 2 weeks, and now I got it. It's different down here. I grew up in Northern California in a little town, and I just moved down to L.A. a couple months ago. And I mean, it's an experience. And
where'd you grow up? What part of California?
East of Fresno. Up in the mountains called Prather.
Oh, that's where you got that accent from.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a southern accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you're getting up in the hills there, man, there's a lot of guys who own guns.
Yeah, so it's good. And girls, too. I mean, I recommend it. I have a 13-year-old sister and a 6-year-old sister, and we go to the shooting range. My 13-year-old sister, we got her a 22 little pistol for her birthday.
Nice.
So they're going to be prepared when they have to go out and tackle this crazy world out here.
Good for you. What do you do in L.A.?
I'm working as an emergency lighting technician.
All right. I don't know what that is,
Yeah, a lot of people don't. It's when the power goes out. I fix the generators that keeps your power on.
Oh, I see. Okay. Until you fix the problem. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
All right, Babu. Well, thanks for calling, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, there he goes. 21 years old, carrying a gun with him everywhere he goes. Look at that. Tony in Burbank, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's up with you?
Not much. Hey, listen, I was listening to your show, and I got four businesses, two in the Valley and two in L.A., and absolutely I carry a gun. I don't brandish it. I just carry it when I do my money drops. I've never had an incident happen with me, but I had a colleague of mine that owns a similar business to mine, and he's gotten robbed twice.
Mm.
And during broad daylight on a middle, I'm talking a main street in the Valley.
Wow.
This guy, he got hit. And
what kind of business? I mean, not the exact name of the business, but what kind of business?
Body shops.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, and especially in L.A., the Valley's not that bad, but, you know, I've been researching on the Internet. A person-to-person crime is usually about 12 seconds. And
really?
As you know, the LAPD is not going to show up in 12 seconds.
Yeah, that's tough for that.
And, you know.
That would be a complete fluke or an accident if they got there.
Oh, yeah. Seconds. They'd be, you know, unless you're going by a Dunkin' Donut shop or something, it happens right there. But, you know, it's gotten to the point where, you know, I carry it, I don't brandish it. You know, if I feel my life's threatened, I'll use it. But right. I don't think I could actually shoot somebody, but, you know, maybe show it to them and maybe they'll run away, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, Tony, hold on one sec. I need a good body shop, and I'd like to talk to you tomorrow about fixing a dent in a car.
Yeah, all right.
All right, hold on one sec, all right,
buddy? All right.
All right, hold on. Looking for a good body shop. My dear wife wrapped one of the doors around a pole.
Jesus Christ.
And God love her. I mean, she was the first one to say, hey, listen, I'll go get it fixed. I'll pay for it. I apologize. She says, no, I'll take care of it. But I'm looking for a guy that can do some decent work here. Let's talk to Max in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's going on?
Hey.
Oh.
There he goes. Ryan in Studio City. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Ryan.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm not bad. Yeah.
This is an interesting topic to me. You know, I'm from Michigan, and the gun laws are way different, way more liberal, way more understanding about, you know, carrying a gun. I had a concealed weapons permit in Michigan, and since I've been out here, I hadn't really carried my gun anywhere. But I bartend four nights a week, and there was an incident about a year ago where, you know, I was leaving work, and four guys came up and, you know, kind of did their thing with a gun on me, and the guys were standing around saying, you know, just shoot them, just get it done with. And from that point on, you know, I don't carry it every day, but I work four nights walking out of my car.
They had guns with them, these four guys?
There was one gun pulled on me while the other three guys were kind of having their way with me.
Was there an incident in the bar that they wanted to shoot you about?
No, I've never seen these guys before in my life, and I work in West Hollywood. It's not like I work in a bad area of town.
Right.
You know, ever since that happened, I got to tell you, I had carried my little car PM9, my little five shot 9mm would work to me every single shift I've done there, man.
Do you have a permit to carry it?
Not here in California, no, I don't. But you know, if it's a matter of, you know, my life or getting in trouble for a permit, I'll definitely deal with the latter. You know.
Hold on, Ryan. We're going to put you on with Charlie in Hollywood. He says you're a moron if you carry a gun. Charlie, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Yeah, I think the world's a dangerous place, especially the United States, because you have all these morons carrying guns. That's why all these crimes are happening, you know?
You think those are the people, or the perpetrators?
90% of the time, yeah. The people who shouldn't have guns, who don't have permits to carry guns. And statistically, your chances of being harmed go up tenfold if you have a gun and someone wants to do a crime on you, you know?
That's not true.
What are you gonna pull? If someone wants $20 you have in your pocket, what are you going to pull out a gun?
No, you give them $20, but if somebody's threatening your life, I mean...
How often does that really happen?
How often do you think it's reported?
I don't know how often it's reported, but I don't think it happens
every day?
It probably happens every day, yeah, but, you know, to a small fraction of the population.
Yeah, and how many times do you think guns have saved lives? You think it's...
Not a lot.
You think more people have been injured by guns than people have been saved by guns?
Absolutely.
Oh, get out of here, Charlie. You have no idea what you're talking about. Can you
prove that?
Where were you born?
You have an opinion.
Where were you born and raised?
Can you prove your opinion, Tim?
I can prove it. And
Detroit and L.A.
Detroit and L.A., all right.
I'm from Detroit, man. It's way different there, I got to tell you. But out here, you know, people don't respect the idea of a conflict. Back home, it's fist fights, and that's it. Out here, someone so quick to pull a gun, even if you say it, you know, if you look at him funny. So I couldn't agree with this guy in Hollywood. I could not disagree with the man in Hollywood.
Show statistics to prove your point.
Well, let's see your statistics, Charlie. You got those
exactly.
on you?
They're available.
Where are they?
I've seen them. I've read them.
Well, let's hear them. I mean, have you memorized
the police
them?
Department.
What's you have them in front of you, or do you have you?
I don't have them, but neither do you.
All right, so neither of us has statistics.
Right.
But let me ask you.
We're schmucks with opinions.
All right,
yeah.
Well, I know that's true. I mean, that's all you know. Everybody is. But don't you think there are a lot of people, especially in Southern California, who somebody tried to break in their house? They showed a gun. The guy.
Charlie.
Okay, please, for God's sakes. Please, my brother. Everyone will have an opportunity here. Don't you think, like, for instance, Danny Bonaducci told me a story that a guy tried to break into his house. He had a gun. He pointed at the guy. He said, get the F out of my house. The guy split. And Danny never called the cops because he didn't want, you know, he didn't want to file a report. The chances are not going to find the guy anywhere. And he went back to sleep. Don't you think that happens a lot?
I don't know if it happens a lot. I'm sure it happens. I don't know if it happens a lot.
But if criminals have easy access to guns, doesn't it make sense that we should have easy access to guns?
Well, that's the problem, though. You know, it's kind of a catch-22, isn't it?
I don't understand why it's a problem, though. Isn't it just don't you just level the playing field?
No, you get what we have now is people killing each other all over the place.
But
you
those
know?
Aren't people like this guy who owns a bar or owns a, you know, a mechanic shop or a body shop. These are the guys that are going to make deposits at banks and want to be protected in case anybody comes up and tries to steal their loot.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say to that.
How old are you, Charlie?
28.
All right. I don't know. I mean, listen, I spent a lot of time in Detroit. My whole family's from Groseal and Dearborn and Southfield out there.
Yeah, that's where I used to live, Southfield.
Yeah, and Southfield, Dearborn, when I was growing up, were pretty decent places. They've gotten a little rough over the years. And I know that my grandfather used to carry a gun. He owned a mortuary or a funeral home. And everybody around there carried guns, and people sort of respected that. I think if everybody had a gun in Los Angeles, that the crime would go down. That's my opinion. You might think I'm crazy, but that's my opinion.
I do. I think it's a crazy notion, but I understand it nonetheless.
I know.
I don't think it's practically. I don't think it solves the problem. Right. I think you get a lot of people killing each other. But I like to go, and I like what you got to say. Yeah.
Do you personally own a gun?
No.
You don't.
I don't. No. I don't, because I like to walk the peaceful way.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I don't know. Why?
I'm going to pick you up. We're going to go gun shopping. We're going to buy you one. All right, get out of here. I hope you're safe, dude.
All right,
there he goes, everybody. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll come back with open phones, everybody. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And we continue taking some of these calls as well. So Jess, Millie, Tony, Richard, Ed, Jeff, Steve, and Mike, hold on, and we'll chit-chat with you. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.